When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. Coach James Young sticking with us here on a Monday night. Quickly updating your baseball board. 2-0 early from the Detroit Tigers. Nerfy checks in for both Mets, Marlins, as well as Cardinals, Pirates. Let's talk some basketball, though, with Coach, because the MVP of the Olympics, the men's Olympics for the hoops, is a really interesting one. And again, I talk when I can. The discrepancy, if you know, between a FanDuel and a DraftKings is massive. It's notable. It really is. Those are two big books, and sometimes there are discrepancies, but they're minimal, right? See, this guy's plus 360. This guy's 4-1. LeBron James is being offered at double the number over on DK. But some of you, again, are probably like, man, this guy gave up with this LeBron. So maybe Coach sees it differently. JY, what do you make after watching five Team USA games about the tournament MVP market for the Olympics?
First things first, if you go to FanDuel right now, LeBron's not even there. They took him off.
You have to keep scrolling. They're doing it intentionally. He's like, it's out of order. It's out of order.
Plus 360? No. Listen, folks, remember, Ludacris, move, get out the way. When it's late in the game, it's move, get out the way, give it to Bron, let him save us. And here's the thing. Out of all the shots he made, K-Dub, and everything down the stretch, you know what the biggest one was? Three-pointer. I think they're up one. Hits that three to go up four. And he was fantastic. And I think at the end of the day, folks, here's the thing you have to look at, okay? If you go through the Olympic team, right? You go through the USA team, right? Anthony Davis is going to come off the bench. Embiid, not going to play enough minutes, right? Booker, we don't know how much play time he's going to have. Holiday, he's a defender. Tyrese Halliburton, we'll talk about you in a couple of minutes. Bam, won't play enough, right? There's only like three or four legitimate people to pick. LeBron, KD, Steph, Ant, right? Ant's not going to play enough, especially tight games, because Ant don't play defense. So now it's down to the final three. It's Durant, it's Curry, it's LeBron. We don't know how healthy Durant even is. He hasn't even played yet, right? So now it's Steph and it's LeBron. At the end of the day, and I love Steph, Steph can go cold at any point. LeBron is going to drive the ball at you, force you to make contact. He's also going to rebound the ball pretty well. And at the end of the game, it showed today, just like South Sudan. If it's tight, they're giving it to LeBron. They're spreading the floor. The only thing I want to see out of LeBron a little bit more, Kevin, is as LeBron, you see this, and we used to do this in college when I coached. if you had someone dribbling at you, if we would say just keep backing up, and teams are backing up. When LeBron gets to the elbow, he's got to pull it. I saw him a couple of times today, kind of dribble, and then kind of like, just pull the shot. So if they back more for you, LeBron, enough, and you get within 15 feet, 16 feet, that kill zone area, he's got to knock down a shot. LeBron, MVP, run the draft king to get it now before they move it.
I think the interesting thing is, and again, so reality is there's really no one that, not that coach, but like no one can debate me on LeBron being a good bet at plus 750 when he's plus 360 elsewhere, right? So that's kind of just off the board anyway. I think the fascinating thing is what happens when Durant comes back. And what I would ask you, Coach, from what you've seen so far, do you think Kevin Durant will start, if he's healthy, in game number one of the Olympics against Team Serbia?
Yes. I think they will start him. He may be the Bill Cartwright start, not play a ton of minutes, work his way up. But he is one of these... to me, I've always thought Steph, LeBron, Durant, they're starting. To me, it's probably Embiid, and then it's a fifth. And by the way, I will say this. I've been knocking Joel. This is the best today, and maybe he'll save it, Kevin. This is the best Joel has looked. This is the best he's looked. So to me, I think you're going to start him because of who he is. But I will say, down the stretch, Kevin, LeBron was the four. And I like that. Him as the four and his Embiid as a five. I like that down the stretch because they had to put Daniel Theis on him. Bro, what? Daniel Theis? Like, I mean, Daniel Theis has had a nice career and he did some things today, but Daniel Theis can't check LeBron as a four. So while KD may start, you may see tight game, LeBron go to the four, then have a five, and then space the floor with some shooters to give LeBron driving lanes.
Yeah, it is, man, it's been a lot of fun to watch so far. I know that there are people a little bit worried, though, maybe, JY, about the results here. You know, they didn't cover in this basketball game. You thought, you know, I'm sure some thought after their, what we saw against South Sudan, you'd get a more locked-in performance. They were locked in the opening quarter, but Germany battled back. It's a good basketball team, though. This German group. What do you make about kind of the overall state of this team? And do you think it ties into the fact that we've now seen Derek White completely usurp Tyrese Halliburton's role out of this and what you make about that decision?
I am, Kevin, that is the thing that, like, you and I probably will talk about, and not a lot of people talk about it on his network. I'm stunned. Like, this is a dude that was, like, sitting home a week and a half ago. Right? Literally sitting home. Or maybe on vacation. Yo, you want to go play Team USA? Yeah, I'll come. You'll be end of the bench. Yo, Derek White, check in. Wait. Me? Me? And now, if you look at South Sudan, big minutes down the stretch. You look at today, big minutes down the stretch. And it speaks to, folks, there was an interesting, I don't know if you and I talked about this, but Dwayne Wade went on Carmelo's podcast, and they talked about, like oh, we brought the big guns. We brought, like, the like all the guys. But then he talked about the importance of Tyson Chandler, Michael Redd, Tayshaun Prince, right? Andre Iguodala. Not guys that are, like, the top of the top, but guys that fit roles. Derek White fits his role perfectly. Why? Smart as you know what. Can stretch the floor, can knock down threes, and will play high-level defense and guard anybody you ask him to. Tyrese Halliburton is a much better player than Derek White. But for what they need, Tyrese doesn't bring it on the defensive end of the floor. And it's amazing to watch a guy that's had such a great year now being, like, looked at, and this could be something about the whole Indiana Pacers organization, he must become better defensively. I don't think Steve Kerr trusts him defensively, and I think sometimes he's a little loose with the ball. And if that's the case, go take a guy that's steady, not as explosive, but especially defensively, will do the right thing.
I think it's really interesting. I think for me, I would not be getting Tyrese Halliburton out of the rotation, because if at any point you feel your offense is stagnating, you get him on the court, and you're just going to get great look after great look after great look after great look. And that is why I thought that Tyrese Halliburton being here was valuable for this team. And there's just really nobody like that on this roster from in terms of that. I mean, really, the closest on the roster is LeBron, right? I mean, we're talking about pure point guards, right? Halliburton is the purest point guard on this team, and LeBron is the second. So to shift him out of that rotation, I don't love it. And I think it's interesting, but...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
We're kind of in a situation where it feels like, and this is how it works, Steve Kerr is still figuring things out with this basketball team, and their next game is going to count. It's going to count, no doubt about it. Jay Watt made a count here with us. We appreciate it, sir. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy some summer league action.
Oh, Kato, it's always a pleasure. Hey, don't ever worry about wasting money. You never, never waste my time.
My guy JY there making it happen with us here on a Monday night. We'll be right back with you. Major League Baseball updates next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you live right here on Sports Grid. And, man, it looks like the Detroit Tigers were not big enough favorites. At least those are the early returns here. This team up 4-0, a minus 950 live favorite right now over the Cleveland Guardians here. Tariq Skubal is only very early on into his start due to the fact that, again, Detroit's offense has been off to a nice start here right now. Skubal did allow his first hit in the bottom of the second inning. For anybody that might be on some props related to his hits allowed, Tariq Skubal is the favorite for American League Cy Young, and it is a really interesting race of the four big awards, the MVPs and Cy Youngs. I think it's the one that big picture probably gets talked about the least, and that's just a star power thing. AL MVP has Aaron Judge. NL MVP has Shohei Ohtani, and NL Cy Young right now has Paul Skenes. Those are guys that are forcing more conversations around those awards, right? But the pricing within this American League market here is one that suggests there's a lot of opportunity that could potentially be out there for a better. Skubal at minus 130. I mean, again, you talk about a favorite, you're not getting some insanely expensive number. You compare it to the MVPs. Ohtani minus 550, Aaron Judge minus 430. So Skubal is not some runaway guy. If you like him to the field, you can certainly get involved. Your second option there is Corbin Burnes. He's kind of just steadily been there. He was there from the beginning, right?
some of these guys' benefactors' preseason movement when the Gerrit Cole news came out, and they've stayed here throughout. Seth Lugo's been a game changer. We've been talking about that here on the show for a long time, though. But understandably, they don't shift Lugo to a favorite. He still has not been able to crack under a 10-1 barrier. That's due to the – it's not his – it's when I say his name, I don't mean it's that he's not popular. It's that they don't trust Seth Lugo is going to be that good throughout this season. If the season ended today, I think Seth Lugo – and they had to price the market. This Lugo would, number would not look like this. I think he's arguably the favorite. But it's also projecting out. Logan Gilbert's a 13-1, and then you start to jump up a little bit. Garrett Crochet, Tanner Houck, 25. Castillo, Reagans, Kirby, Flaherty, 35. Anybody after that, you're probably at that point kind of forcing the issue. But that's 10 guys at 35-1 or less, right? You look at the National League end of it, you have right now 7 guys under 35-1. Logan Webb, Ranger Suarez, Ronaldo Lopez are all at 32. At the front end there, you have 3 guys under 10-1. You only have 3 guys that are under 28-1. It's a different market, right? So a guy like Tanner Houck, can he go into a Coors Field today, have a great performance, and get himself more in this conversation? They're booked as a favorite. They just came off of getting swept against the Dodgers. So they need Houck today. There's going to be Houck love in the market, no doubt. But again, Gomber's been good this season, or he's been better this year at Coors than on the road. I'm on a Connor Wong RBI, though, in the game due to Gomber's struggles as a lefty against righties and due to Connor Wong, who's been awesome this year hitting really either side, but he's been great hitting lefties. He's batting third. Plus 105 for an RBI in a Coors game, I think it's worth it. So that's a play that I'm involved with today. You know, we mentioned the NL Cy Young candidates in Ranger Suarez and Ronaldo Lopez. They're both on today's slate. And I'm on an under involving the Ronaldo Lopez game against Hunter Green. 7.5 is that number. Lopez looking for a little bit of a bounce back spot. Gave up 3 earned before he went out there to the All-Star game against the Padres. 11 hits for Ronaldo Lopez in that game. He goes up against Hunter Green, who was also an All-Star. Hunter Green gave up a home run in the All-Star game. Not super surprising. 6-4 record for Hunter Green. I have a season-long wins under for Hunter Green. I believe that number was 9.5. So he's certainly going to be threatening. He started off the year really struggling to get results. Through his first 5 or 6 starts, he only had put 1 win on the board. Again, he started to, you know, put things together a little bit more. It's how he made himself an All-Star game, Hunter Green. Hunter Green's been better on the road this year than at home. That's why I'm playing under. Playing under at 7.5. The Rangers Suarez start, I couldn't find any juice. We've also have some weather impacting that game. And I know that the first pitch has been delayed. Rangers Suarez against Bailey Ober is what we have. The other pick that I've made thus far tonight is an under in Pirates-Cardinals. It's scoreless so far, but it's still early. It's only the bottom of the second. I'm imagining this live total 7.5, 6.5, moving. I guess they're expecting this inning to not have much happening, which is understandable. Skubal now has the bases loaded against him, but 2 outs. This is a big spot here. A couple of hits, an error factoring in, a walk. So we'll see what happens here. No error, excuse me, misread that, but we'll see if Skubal can get out of trouble here against the 9-hitter for the Guardians in Austin Hedges. So we'll keep tabs on that. The one spot on the baseball board that I've been waiting on and has come out is the Astros lineup. Yordan Alvarez tonight is a guy that I'm going to be looking to target. I just kind of want to figure out the way to play it. Do I go for an RBI? Total bases? Pay the expensive hits, runs, RBI? Those are kind of the options there. But he's batting .350 against lefties. Hogan Harris actually more struggles as a lefty against lefties. So kind of everything's a perfect marriage there. It's very funny to me, man. Lefty-righty, righty-lefty splits in Major League Baseball. And
This season, I've used splits more than I ever have, and I know I'm certainly not breaking ground on anything new, right? But it has made this stuff stand out to me more. And it's just funny to see a guy in Hogan Harris this year against lefties. Now, it's only 36 at-bats, but he's allowing a .306 batting average. And the Astros are just stacking right.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
He's in Yordan. It's always funny how that stuff goes to me. Nevertheless, I'll be looking for some Yordan props. We'll be right back with you. It's a quick break, though. We're live on a Monday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live right here on Sports Grid. You know, we got to talk to Adam Kaplan about an hour ago, if you're just tuning in. A really good conversation. I would go seek that out. Cap's getting started for his training camp tour. And, man, there's a lot of news that's going to even start to become bigger stories within the National Football League. And one thing we're hearing about is Jordan Love is looking for a deal with the Green Bay Packers. And he's going to get that deal. Kind of the Packers came out and said, yeah, look, he's not going to practice until we figure that out. The Gutenkutz came out and said, we believe we're close on a deal. You can tell the confidence that exists, I think, between both parties here, that they are going to find a solution. And it's a great thing, right? This team invested in a first-round draft pick in Jordan Love, and ultimately they believe that the return is a franchise quarterback. 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions last year, threw for over 4,000 yards. The game against the Cowboys, was it the best game any quarterback played in the playoffs last year? Josh Allen against Pittsburgh. C.J. Stroud against Cleveland. It was one of them. It was a great game. It was great. Averaged 13 yards per pass. Almost got the job done against the Niners on the road. It would have been a remarkable run. They would have played Detroit in the conference championship game. Who knows, right? They beat Detroit on Thanksgiving, where he was awesome again. He was awesome through the second half, Jordan Love. 32 touchdowns again to 11 interceptions. I do think, though, that we look at Jordan Love being really good, right? Maybe great. You know, you at home. I've been telling, but sit down, not just your top 10 quarterbacks. Rank the best quarterbacks in the NFC. There are some of you who are going to put him first. There are. I don't think he'd be the consensus first, right? But some of you would. I mean, you see the 14-1 to win MVP price. Not many NFC quarterbacks with shorter numbers than that. But we just like look at him, we're like, he's great. And I feel as if people are then kind of forgetting that when Jordan Love was drafted, it was seen as a complete joke. But I don't bring that up to be like, aha, everyone got it wrong. It's irrelevant. Funny enough, I actually think you could still argue against the pick. Because the follow-up from the pick was a pair of Aaron Rodgers MVP seasons where the Packers fell short. And they ultimately got nothing out of a first-round draft pick. But again, I bring it up because for the second time, the Packers took a first-round quarterback, sat him, and have now seemingly turned him into a franchise quarterback. In recent memory, right? And again, I bring this up to people and I wait for them to throw out like more names at me that I'm overlooking. But the first-round quarterbacks that sit a year, is that list longer than Rodgers, Love, Mahomes? Mahomes played the very last game of the regular season in his rookie season, right?
I don't know how many names I would be leaving off that sat 98% of their rookie year. If you want to, you know, okay. But Jordan Love doing that. At what point are NFL teams going to look around and go, man, the hit rate here is kind of crazy. We got to sit our guy. And not everybody has to sit their guy. I've been mentioning this to people and they go, Dad, what about CJ Stroud? Amazing. Amazing. What about Bryce Young? Again, if your guy is 100% ready to go, right? Cool. The thing is, if you sit the quarterback, 9 times out of 10, you don't lose anything. You lose 1 year of the rookie contract. We know how valuable that is for quarterbacks. Okay, you lose 1 year of it. But is that 1 year worth what is seemingly turning into a hit rate of my guy becomes a Hall of Famer? Mahomes, Rodgers, Love. I know it's a lot for Love, but 2 out of the 3 are first ballot. 2 out of the 3 are like top 8 quarterbacks ever. Caleb Williams is going to start this year. The Bears didn't have the worst record in football. They got to start him. Got it. Bo Nix is going to start because Sean Payton's on the hot seat. Are we sure that that's what they should be doing? J.J. McCarthy's not going to start. That's good. Drake May's not going to start. That's good. Michael Penix Jr. isn't going to start. It might work out for Michael Penix Jr. based on recent NFL history. We're back. We're live here on the Q on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here. Game time decisions, making it happen on a Monday night. The Major League Baseball board is off and running. We got a couple of games that'll start at around 8 o'clock, which means we have time. And we are going to get some help from Joe Madden. Joe, great to talk to you on a Monday night. Plenty of baseball to get into.
Yeah, we've got a full loaded slate here. We have those day games. The Yankees actually pulled something out today, so that was good to see. Even with Rodon getting the start there, it was able to cash that Nerfy. So I was happy to see that to start the day, Kevin.
Yes, listen, it's always good when Carlos Rodon doesn't embarrass himself. But I mentioned, Joe, we have plenty of time. And for, again, maybe anybody that wasn't with us during last football season, but Joe and I, we talk football all the time, and sometimes you kind of stumble into a conversation and you got to hit a commercial break. But I'm talking about Jordan Love, but I'm really talking about the rookie quarterbacks through Jordan Love. And the idea that, again, Caleb starting, yep, got it, good, right? Jaden Daniels starting, I mean, I know he's going to. Does he need to? We can have that conversation. There's also a few that we know aren't going to start. And one of them, Joe, is J.J. McCarthy. And he's actually kind of been in the conversations recently with the Vikings making it very clear that J.J. McCarthy would have to play out of his mind to beat out Sam Darnold. What do you make of that decision by the Minnesota Vikings to very likely go with Sam Darnold to open their season?
I think it's a smart decision, Kevin. I know a lot of people will disagree. Not a lot of love out there for Sam Darnold, but I do think he's a competent quarterback. He's one of those quarterbacks that will put his shoulder down and try to run through that defense and isn't scared to be being hit. And that's the kind of quarterback that I like. Now, I know that Sam Darnold hasn't had as much success in his career that I would have hoped and a lot of other people would have hoped out of him. But I do think he's a quarterback with the right coaching that can get things done. Now, is he the top level quarterback that we see out of some of these other teams? No. He's not. He's never going to be a Patrick Mahomes, but I do think there's hope. And I do think having a rookie quarterback sit for a while, learn the ropes, see what it's like to be in even that atmosphere. And I know the college level atmosphere is incredible, but getting onto the NFL stage when you have such large defenders out there, he's got to learn that offensive line and learn where they're going to give him protection and how to roll out of the pocket and be safe. I think it's a nice way to introduce him into the league, letting Sam Darnold get the start, letting him watch for a while, and then putting him in action when they think he's ready. Now, week 5 is the rumor that he's going to be getting the start. I think they let him sit a little bit longer, Kevin.
Yeah, I think for me, and I want to confirm this, if I'm not mistaken, they have themselves an early bye week. So week six, they're on bye. And I know a lot of times we use that as maybe that's when they'll kind of flip it around. But if you look at the opening schedule for Minnesota, Joe, at the Giants, home against the Niners, home against the Houston Texans, at the Green Bay Packers, and then overseas against the Jets, it's not easy. It's really not. If they're 1-4, maybe that brings change. But it's also only five games. I mean, if they are 2-3, there's going to be a good win in there. I mean, there just is going to be if they end up winning any of these games here. I don't know if they're going to rush to J.J. McCarthy. But I think the thing that's tough for me when we're trying to project out is, and where I found out during the break, Joe and I disagree, I don't believe in Sam Darnold in the slightest. So if it's going to be based on whether Darnold is good or not, I kind of would expect J.J. McCarthy to be able to take that job off of him, Joe, because, look, not only are these some good teams, there's some dangerous defenses potentially in those opening 5 weeks, specifically that New York Jets team, which would be the final sample before the bye week.
Well, and you look at that, Kevin, and that is a very good point on why not to start J.J. McCarthy here, because that's the last thing you want to do is put your rookie quarterback in a situation where he's going to face that defense of the Jets. You don't want him out there versus that. You can't risk him getting injured, and the rookie quarterbacks, they could get injured quicker than I do think a Sam Darnold would get injured out there. So I think you got to protect him, and I think you've got to allow him to sit as long as possible. I think it's going to be hard for him to get in the game before they go for that bye. I would look probably week 7, week 8 out there. And I know a lot of people aren't going to like it because people want to see him get out there on the field, including myself. But I do think Darnold, he can win them a couple games out there, Kevin. You got to have a little bit more faith in him. Look at some of the situations he's been in, and he has had some stellar games. You can't knock him for that. He's been able to get those touchdowns with his legs as well. So I think the coaching staff has to have a little bit of faith in him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have brought him over. And I do think Sam Darnold, while he's not going to be the best, he's confident out there.
I think he definitely has fans around the league in terms of, you know, front offices and coaches. Clearly none of them watched when he was on the Jets. And, yeah, he you know, Sam Darnold is, it's kind of the Daniel Jones thing, where it's not that they're mobile quarterbacks, it's just they're so atrocious at throwing the football, we got to rely on the mobility. Listen, Joe, you're not going to get me to say good things about Sam Darnold. It's not going to happen. Okay. He's going to have to win a lot of football games for me to kind of change that tune. I cannot get there.
The Jets kill quarterbacks, though. Come on. Look at Zach Wilson. Aaron Rodgers went out with the injury. But Sam Darnold, he just was a product of that coaching staff. And I really do look at that. And if he would have been with a different coaching staff, I think he would have had a better opportunity to do well. So I think he just needs the right coaches. He needs the faith. And obviously, the Vikings have the faith in him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have picked him up, Kevin. So can't knock him. He's a lot better than some quarterbacks out there, I tell you. Some quarterbacks wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. And I'd take Sam Darnold first.
Interesting. I wonder what that list looks like.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah, I think so. I might as well just, you know, Joe, I'm curious for you. At what point do you think you're going to start to try and lock in some of these NFL futures, right? Because I think a lot of the bettors out there now, with where we are in the sports calendar, right, it's baseball, the Olympics, but the Olympics are kind of weird, I still feel, when it comes to betting. They're going to start to look to their football futures, college and pro. What do you think your process will look like?
I've already jumped in, Kevin. We had a slow week last week out there, and I started diving into these numbers. The one that jumped off the page right away was the Pittsburgh Steelers win total. And I look at that one, and you've got to trust Tomlin and Arthur Smith to really get Russell Wilson cooking out there. I think he didn't have a fair shake with Sean Payton with the Denver Broncos last season. And while I don't have a lot of faith in Russ. Sean Payton had less faith in Russ. And I do think Tomlin and Arthur Smith can get him cooking. So with that defense, if TJ Watt can stay healthy, I do think the Steelers have a successful season. Now that total went up to 2.5. It was plus 122 to the, or sorry, 8.5. It was plus 122 to the over. It's now plus 102. So the lines constantly, that juice is moving in the value. So I think that's when you jump on right away. The Chicago Bears I'm taking under. I don't have a lot of faith in Caleb Williams for the first year behind that offensive line that I think is weak up the middle. So we'll be taking theirs to the under. But looking at all of the breakdowns of all of these, I do like the Jets as well to the over. I think as long as Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy, you talked about that defense of the New York Jets. I think they're going to be absolutely phenomenal this upcoming season. I believe their win total is 9.5. Don't quote me on that. I haven't looked today, but when I looked last week, I remember seeing 9.5. I already bet that one to the over as well, Kevin.
Some Jets love, the quarterback killing Jets. Getting some love there. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting season for that team. Man, again, football.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, people say this way too early. People say it in like April, like, oh, it's around the corner. Like, no, it's not. Now it's around the corner of the football, and I'm excited to get there. But let's talk some Major League Baseball. We'll update you on this live board as well. Joe Maddon's going to stick around. We've got some runs in South Beach. Look at this, the Petsies. We'll talk about it on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at you right here. It's Game Time Decisions on a Monday night. We've got Joe Maddon in the mix here. We've got a 4-1 Tigers lead, a 4-1 Mets lead, a 1-0 Pirates lead, and a 1-0 Cincinnati Reds lead. Let's talk about what's coming up here a little bit later on. With Joe, we're going to start this off with the White Sox and the Rangers. Fetty's got the ball against Renzen here in Texas. Joe, what do you like?
I think both of these pitchers are going to come out nice and strong in this one. Kevin, I'm looking at Fetty over on his outs. That's coming in at 16.5 to the over at minus 114. And Lorenzen for over on his outs. His outs coming in at 16.5 as well. You're going to have to lay a little bit more juice with him at minus 138. But I do think both of these pitchers can come out strong and really limit the bats on either side. And because I'm feeling like they're going to go nice and deep into this game, I'm looking at the first five innings. And I do think you look at the first five innings to the under on the runs. That runs coming in at 4.5 at minus 118 to the under. I just look at both of these as starting pitchers with their ability to go deep into the sixth inning. And I think we're going to see runs come at a premium. Now, Texas has been interesting because this is one place where last season we really saw the runs coming in, but we're not seeing it this year, leaning towards the under in the majority of the game played in Texas. So give me the under in the first five and both of these pitchers to go over 16.5 outs, Kevin.
All right. Makes a lot of sense there, Joe. What about some NL Central action between the Cubs and the Brewers here? Cubby's a home dog in Chicago. What do you like?
Yeah, the Cubs coming off that win yesterday, the comeback win yesterday. And I look at this one, and I think the Brewers are going to have their way with Azad in this one. They can do so much damage versus right-handed pitchers. I'm taking them over 4.5 runs in this game at minus 112. Now, I was looking at taking that total, but I can't trust the Cubs to put enough runs on the board to push this one over. And Myers, I think, will be strong enough in this game for the Brewers to be able to get the win as well. So with the Cubs comeback win yesterday, I'm a little hesitant on the Brewers straight up on the money line, but I do think those runs will come for them. I'm expecting them to get at least five runs in this one at minus 112. I think there's value, Kevin.
All right, a little bit of value there with Tobias Myers in the fold going again for
Milwaukee. Joe, we've got Cole Reagans getting the baseball here for Kansas City against Diaz and the Arizona Diamondbacks. I feel like Diaz is getting a good amount of respect here when you look at the way this line shapes up right now with the Royals at home. A favorite, but again, not that strong when you consider how Reagans is typically booked. What are you seeing in this game?
Yeah, Reagans has been an absolute stud, but you're right. Diaz in his two starts has been so phenomenally strong. He's been able to go into the sixth inning in both of those starts out there, and he's got a nice low ERA. It's exactly how a pitcher wants to start his MLB career, but you look at Reagans, and Reagans has been phenomenally strong as well. I got a little scared of this line. I'm not going to lie, Kevin. I thought that we should see the Kansas City Royals be a bigger favorite in this one, so I isolated Reagans here. I expect him to be the stronger pitcher in this one, and we know his ability to get those strikeouts on the board. I took his strikeouts over 6.5 strikeouts. That's coming in at plus 108, and I think it has every ability to hit. We know the Diamondbacks have had some strong bats, and this is a team that can get those runs on the board, but I do think even if they get the runs, we're seeing these pitchers go deep and still be able to get those strikeouts. So with the Diamondbacks as of late, we look at their last three games are striking out at a higher rate. And I do think it's just been over 28% in the last three. I think they'll have those struggles versus Reagan here, not have that discipline at the plate. So I'm going to take Reagan over the 6.5 strikeouts, Kevin, that again at plus 108.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense here, Joe. You know, Cole Reagans is one of these guys, you know, I've talked a lot about kind of Reagans, Lugo, and the reality for the Royals, it doesn't really matter. The fact that Cole Reagans doesn't need to be their best pitcher is a great thing for this baseball team when you look at it at a big picture, right? Because Reagans is probably only going to get better. That's their hope, right? As this team tries to march for a postseason spot. And if they are able to get there, they are going to be dangerous, right? But they're going to need a guy like Cole Reagans to step up. What about it over at Coors? Tanner Houck has the baseball for the Red Sox, one of the teams that the Royals are jockeying for wild card positioning against in the American League. And Boston was swept by the LA Dodgers out of the break here, Joe. Any value in this game?
Yeah, you look at the Boston Red Sox, they're going to be so frustrated coming into this game, and they could take it out on the Colorado Rockies. My issue with the Red Sox is their lack of patience and their lack of ability to hit lefties. Austin Gromberg coming out here for the Colorado Rockies, I do think he's going to have success with his strikeouts. His number is low. It's coming in at 4.5 at plus 132 the over, and he's not a huge strikeout pitcher, and I still think he can get this on the Boston Red Sox. You look at them, number one a strikeout team versus lefties. They have 328 strikeouts on the season versus lefties. And while I do think he'll get his numbers, I still think the Red Sox will be able to win that first five. I'm going to take them on the run line in the first five, laying a half a run. That's coming in at minus 128. They'll get the strikeouts. They will strike out in this, but I do think they'll be up on the Colorado Rockies. The Colorado Rockies, I just can't trust offensively. They're not getting those runs on the board. And we're looking at Coors Field. We've seen so many unders as of late, Kevin. I don't even want to touch the total in this one.
Yeah, I think that that's understandable. I'm struggling with that total a little bit. You know, it looks like, and let me see if this is kind of across the board. Is it dropped down to 9.5, or is it still sitting at 10? Because at 9.5, I may end up just betting the over myself. No, I'm still seeing 10 here. Maybe you can find some 9.5s out there in the market. Where do I want to go? Joe, just the home run tonight, it's Will Smith. I know you're going to be on In-Game Live, so you can give people all the action over there as well, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at Will Smith to come out nice and strong, be able to get that home run on the board tonight. That's coming in at plus 520, Kevin. He's going to be strong in this game. I really like his abilities to get that home run on the board.
All right, folks, make sure you are with Joe Madden tonight, In-Game Lifestyle, which is live at about 10 minutes. Joe, we appreciate it. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Kevin. Best of luck, guys.
All right, awesome stuff there, as always, from Joe Madden. We are hitting a break here with the game time decisions situation. It's Monday night. What we're going to do is we're going to hit this break. We're going to come on back. We're going to update that baseball board for you one final time and take a look. If we are going to get involved with Yordan Alvarez, where do we get involved? We'll answer that question on the other side. It's game time decisions. I'm Kevin Walls with you. We will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live with you right now, and we are here on a Monday night, Sports Grid style. We've got in-game live coming up. Joe Madden, Joe Ranieri, double shot of Joe there for you, so make sure you are in the fold. A couple of updates. Tariq Skubal has done a nice job getting out of trouble. I ultimately caught the benefit of being late to a number. Under 5.5 hits was going to be a dead loser. He's given up 7 hits this game, but only one earned. One walk, 3 strikeouts for Skubal right now, and that ERA dropping for him as he continues to go through this baseball game here. So against the Guardians, they're a live favorite. Game certainly slowing down right now, but it's a game that has 14 hits in it. So you look at the moment, you know, the Guardians have left 6 on base. They probably should have done a lot more with those opportunities, but, you know, a great pitcher knows how to work out of trouble, and that's what you've seen from Tariq Skubal thus far. Mets are up 4-1. Francisco Lindor has a home run in this game. You know, this is kind of one of those things, we talk splits, and Yonny Chirinos is having himself, you know, it's a smaller sample size, but he really struggled against lefties, right? Well, you see now McNeil and Lindor have home runs against him, and that's where, and I will make this point, right? So for me, kind of, I'm still looking at full season stuff, right? But, man, I just got to shout him out. Our guy DRS does a great job. He has those last 30 days. And Chirinos would have certainly been kind of a green light guy if you look at it based off 30 days, right? The Mets are hitting a little bit better, a couple of guys, right? Francisco Lindor probably specifically, where he might kind of jump off that page, but full season, some of the stuff may not go there. I think one of the big things for me right now, and at least how I've preferred to bet baseball this year, has been actually trusting batting average as the leading source, more than home runs and things of that nature. That's really the number that I use as a starting block there. And the Mets just don't have a lot of guys that are hitting for great average against, really, regardless, they don't have a lot of guys hitting for average, right? So at least over a big sample size. So that's kind of, you know, again, why I didn't get involved with that Mets Marlins game. It's 1-0 right now between the Pirates and the Cardinals. O'Neill Cruz, who I feel like he's a timely hitter, but man, this Pirates thing. Tomorrow, I believe they told me Skeens is back out there. If they're able to hold on to one here, they'll be 51-49. And if we just take a look quickly here at this NL wild card picture, right? The Pirates are at the moment a half back with a win. They'd be 51-49, which is where the Diamondbacks are. So with a win, right? I guess maybe the Mets with a win would go to 51-48. They're going to be a half back with a win. Everyone keeps talking about, well, Paul Skeens is going to get shut down. No, he's not. What are you talking about? See, this is where I feel like, you know, I joke sometimes with the guys behind the crew because they've talked about Skeens to me so much longer. But I'm the preeminent Paul Skeens voice. The thing is, on the first Paul Skeens day, I sat right here and told everybody I was taking these season-long unders because they would shut him down, because he couldn't take the league by storm. They were going to baby him. He was going to go 5 innings. And then none of those things were true. Pivot, Cy Young bet. Why are people still pushing this stuff? What happens when they shut him down? What are you talking about? You know, I know the Pirates are hot winning 8 of 10, but this isn't a team that's on like some 15-game. Do you know how the wild card works? The Reds are 6 games under 500. They're 4 back of a wild card spot. No, why are you so dead set on them shutting Paul Skeens down because they're going to be out of the race? They might be buyers. They might. At the end of the day, we get to a wild card game, game number 1. They're throwing Paul Skeens. Are they a favorite? People have Paul Skeens last start coming tomorrow. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Again, but it does matter. But again, I think people should realize that it's kind of already started to factor in. The Pirates are not going to have a dead season. They just aren't. 3-0 Reds right now. Ronaldo Lopez. See, that's not what you want to see, right? But just at some point, stuff has to come back. Also, Ronaldo Lopez is pitching to an ERA above 2. It sounds silly, but 2 starts ago, the ERA was like a 1.68. Was it a flash in the pan? Or is it a little bit of a coming back to the level? Time will tell. Man, so much baseball tonight. In-game live crew will have you covered. Even Tuesday tomorrow, Tuesday style. We'll be back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.